Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. A very, very unprecedented Red Men News, to be perfectly honest. We now know that the Premier League and all elite football in the country has been suspended until at least the 3rd of April. What I've done is I've gathered together as much information as we know right now over a wide varying range of sources, trying to give you as much of a rounded update as possible on this thing. But of course, things move on very, very quickly. It's only been an hour or so since I actually did a very brief update on the main Red Men channel, and already tons of stuff has cropped up. There's things we don't know the answers to, but yeah, we know answers to a couple of things, and we're going to delve into them and have a little bit of a chat about what it might mean. If you've got any thoughts or feelings or whatever, please keep them coming in the comment section underneath. Bearing in mind, and I will reiterate this, I'm not a medical expert. I don't have all the answers, and no one really does at this point. What I'll do as well, though, at the end, just to give you guys something more entertaining to do rather than the normal panic and what have you, if you want to ask me some general random Liverpool or life or football questions, please do. And Matt is in the comments. We'll come to them a little bit later on in the show. But yeah, first and foremost, Liverpool Football Club have released a statement following from the Premier League statement, which I'll come to in a minute. It says, the club has implemented its own precautions across its sites to minimise the spread of coronavirus by minimising contact where practicable and reinforcing the official medical advice for everyone to take responsible for excellent personal hygiene. Tickets and bookings already purchased for the postponed Premier League fixtures may still be used for the rescheduled dates, which will be announced in due course. If supporters are unable to attend any of the rearranged dates, then a refund process will be announced at the time that the revised fixture dates are announced. Liverpool FC Foundation have also announced that the LFC Legends game between them and Barca Legends on Saturday, March 28th at Anfield has also been postponed. More details regarding the Legends game can be found on the website. The Foundation and Red Neighbours are also reviewing the delivery of their community programmes in the best interest of everyone involved. Anyone displaying symptoms that are consistent with coronavirus should ensure they familiarise themselves with the Chief Medical Officer's advice on self-isolation. We will continue to take the best advice from the relevant authorities and will update supporters with any further developments. Yes, look, we'll dive into a little bit more, but as with anything, we have contractual obligations that we need to fulfill on this, but it actually, I'm okay with this one. We are brought to you in association with The Athletic. You all know The Athletic. It is the home of brilliant football writing. And amongst other places, of course, you know, some of the best writers on the planet are able to get the best information, and they've got some really good stuff about, obviously, what's going on with the Premier League at the moment. Head over to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to start your 7-day free trial and receive 50% off your yearly subscription. There's an updated thing that's just happened, and now obviously there will be more updates coming from this, but they've got an article at the moment saying what happens if the season can't finish, coronavirus and football explained. Now, this is obviously very slightly out of date now because, again, as I say, things are moving on so fast, but obviously it relates to Mikel Arteta and him being tested positive for coronavirus and the knock-on impacts and what have you. So yeah, if you want to get involved with that, do head over to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Anyway, yeah, we've seen the Liverpool Legends game has been postponed, which is a real shame. Obviously, Matt Parish of the LFC Foundation director said, we'd like to thank all of those supporters who've purchased tickets for their understanding in this matter. Please hold on to your tickets and we look forward to seeing you at the game when we can rearrange. Yeah, important note that the game is not cancelled, it has barely been postponed. The Spirit of Shankly, Liverpool supporters group, have released a statement. Spirit of Shankly welcome today's news of the suspension of the season by the Premier League. The most important consideration at this stage of the spread of coronavirus is the health of players, officials, staff and supporters at all football clubs. In the weeks ahead, it is likely difficult decisions will need to be made. about how this season's football competitions are to be concluded. As supporters, the most important stakeholder group in the game, we hope to be fully involved in any dialogue and decision making with the football authorities on these matters. We also recognise there will be serious financial impact on some football clubs from the lower leagues and support an approach across football to prioritise helping them. Yeah, really interesting stuff from Spurs Shankly. We're placed in a very unusual situation as Liverpool fans in particular at the moment, because there's a lot of panic, there's a lot of fear mongering happening. And who knew? Football Twitter, the home of people who can't really keep their heads on straight, is not the best place to be trying to keep up to date with what's happening at the moment right now. You're getting a lot of fans who are obviously calling for the league to be voided, etc., etc. And I think a lot of this for some people comes from a very good place, but it's very difficult to hear. But you know, when you're a football fan, to see an Evertonian or a Manchester United fan say, "Yeah, just void the league." Yeah. It just so happens that the clubs when Liverpool are about to win the league and Leeds United are about to get promoted, there's a lot of people who wouldn't like to see that happen just for pure banter reasons. And I think it's good to see a group like Spirit of Shankly coming out and saying what I think we all should know right now is that football is just a pastime. It's just the public health comes first and foremost. Obviously more from them, I'm sure, as and when. And I think we've got a very good track record of knowing that they will fight for the right thing for supporters moving forward. As we know, a lot of this kicked off this morning prior to the Premier League announcing that the league was going to be postponed. Paul Joyce recently broke the news that Everton's first team squad and coaching staff are undertaking a period of self-isolation following medical advice. The step has been taken after a first team player reported symptoms consistent with coronavirus. Finch Farm, Goodison Park and Royal Liver Building have been closed down. Everton released a statement after the fact to clarify their position, which is as follows. To clarify our earlier statement, Everton Football Club confirmed that one member of the Everton first team staff reported a high temperature last night and is now undertaking a period of self-isolation for 7 days. In line with the government guidelines, no players are self-isolating at this stage, but the club's training facility has been closed as a precaution, and staff, including players, have been advised to stay away from all club sites until further notice, which kind of made the Merseyside derby was always going to be in jeopardy as a result of this, but as we know, there's wider things. Just to get to those of you who haven't seen any updates on this so far, to take you back to the Premier League statement, the governing body said, following a meeting of shareholders today, it was unanimously decided to suspend the Premier League with the intention of returning on the 4th of April, subject to medical advice and conditions at the time. Chief Executive Richard Master said, above all, we wish Mikel Arteta and Callum Hudson-Odoi speedy recoveries and anyone else affected by coronavirus. In this unprecedented situation, we're working closely with our clubs, government, the FA, EFL, and can reassure everyone the health and welfare of players, staff and supporters are our priority. Despite the challenges, it is the Premier League's aim to reschedule the displaced fixtures, including those played by academy sides, when it is safe to do so. In this fast-moving environment, further updates will be provided when appropriate. What does that mean in terms of Liverpool moving forward? There's a couple of things that we're going to... there's some really obvious questions to be asked around this, which we're still waiting the answers on. But just in terms of like Liverpool's fixtures and what that looks like right now, if you head over to the Liverpool website, you'll be able to see it's now officially been added to the schedule. The Everton game postponed, Crystal Palace game has been postponed. The next game that Liverpool are therefore scheduled to play is Manchester City at the Etihad on the 5th of April. We do not know right now whether that game will in fact go ahead, but as it stands, the plan is rather than to immediately push all of the games backwards, they will be going with the prospect of postponing those games and looking to fit them into the schedule at a later date. We've also seen that UEFA has, of course, suspended the Champions League and the Europa League at the moment as well. So obviously that's all going to have a knock-on impact. What we don't know is how that knock-on impact is going to look exactly at this stage, because inevitably, I can only state this, I am not an expert in any way, shape or form on this. This is pure speculation from me, is that a couple of games I think you can rearrange. You can push those into the fixtures somewhere down the ways. However, if it was to go on beyond that, it will have serious repercussions to the length of the season, of course. But as it stands right now, Liverpool's next game is scheduled for the 5th Sunday the 5th of April against Manchester City at the Etihad. A couple of interesting things on the BBC Sport website. Si Stone has been taking a Q&A and he's been answering a couple of questions or what have you. I'm going to see if I can find some of the more interesting things. We've seen all football in Wales has been suspended. If the season isn't completed, he was asked what happens about promotion and relegation. And Si Stone from the BBC says you would basically have three options. Declare the season void and restart next season with the same teams that started this one in the same division, or have promotion and relegation, either using this season's positions as they currently are or having playoffs. All of these scenarios are controversial, which is why the preference is to finish the current campaign. It's just that no one knows when that will be. He was also said the won't lower clubs, league clubs have to be suspended due to risk of attracting larger crowds from other clubs, etc. There's some really interesting stuff on in here anyway. He also says, and again, this is just coming from a random BBC journalist, because they're talking about the peak of the virus not actually coming for another 3 months or so. And he said, and someone's saying, if coronavirus lasts for the next 6 months, it doesn't mean no football whatsoever will be played in that period. He says, it's possible, yes, in theory, matches could be played this weekend. It's clubs who've made the decision today. The government said yesterday matches could continue for now. No one, certainly not me, this is the journalist, knows how long the current situation will last for. I don't see matches being played until the coronavirus problem has passed its peak point, which medical experts said yesterday could be between 10 and 14. Weeks. No one in football expects the situation to change in the next 3 weeks as well, but obviously he's saying this. But yeah, it's a very, very, very strange set of circumstances, I'll be perfectly honest. And it answers the big questions that all of us want to know, particularly as Liverpool fans, and let's just keep our Liverpool hats on for the moment, is when will the football be able to be resumed? As I say, just to reiterate what we said already, at the moment, it's the 5th of April when we are currently scheduled to next play a football match. That is after the international break. We don't know if that's going to go ahead right now, but that right here, right now, is the answer to that question. What does it mean in terms of the length of the Premier League? Again, no one has the answer for that right now. At the moment, it's just, one or two games being postponed for various football clubs, which, to my mind, it will be reschedulable, and maybe the league runs for an extra week or what have you to fit them in, but that shouldn't have a massive impact if that is the worst that it gets. There's been a lot of talk about what will happen if the league has to be cancelled. And again, this is the one that Liverpool fans will want to know, and I think the ones we're going to be trying to find the answers out to, and the ones who are all waited with bated breath, because we're seeing word from various sources saying that there's clubs who want the league to be voided. Naturally, there will be, and this is the big issue where, and I think a lot of us as fans are going to be waiting on, with bated breath for the answers to this question, because Liverpool fans, because obviously they want to know that the league title is it's possible for Liverpool to win the league title. You've got teams like Norwich City, etc. in the relegation zone. You've got teams in the Championship like Leeds United, and obviously this will be replicated lower down the leagues as well. What this means for them, there would be a massive controversy if clubs were automatically relegated, if clubs were denied the ability to be promoted. I mean, let's look at this from a Leeds perspective first and foremost. That would cause major issues. I think the thing that's interesting about this, and I'm going to do a little bit more around this, the speculation, thoughts and feelings over on Mates TV in a bit when I've had a chance to digest it all, because I don't want to get too lost in my own opinion on this stuff. But it's there are still far too many questions and too few answers. But as I say, what we know right now is the football is suspended for a two, three-week period until after the international break. Everyone's been told to follow the medical advice in the meantime. Listen, keep your thoughts and whatever coming in. If you want to take a couple of questions and stuff, then we can do. And we'll see how we get on with all this, Matt.
Yeah. Right, so we've got Mood in the Super Chat, first of all, just saying, Paul, I can't cope. I think he wants a bit of reassurance.
Yeah, understandably, I really wish I had more for you. And I kind of, the problem is, the internet is not helping this situation. In fact, no, nothing is helping this situation at the moment, because it's real. And the more we look into it, the more real it is. And Matt and I were talking this morning, after the Prime Minister's press conference, or if you're feeling a bit under the weather, you immediately start Googling things and you start looking into symptoms and you start looking at that. And that nobody was ever made better by looking at like WebMD or whatever. That's tricky. And then the more you desperately look around for information, and this has become like transfers, trying to find little snippets of information to piece together a story that at the moment there is no answer to. There is no official answer to what's going to happen to the league. So everything at this point is pure speculation. So That's not going to necessarily make you feel better, but if you are worried that the league is definitely going to be voided, that is not a reality right now. It doesn't give you a great greater comfort, but at least know that it still exists in the possibility. I imagine that the Premier League will look to continue this, but of course there's loads of questions to be asked. What's going to happen to the European Championships? What happens to the Olympics? Except, and what happens to the next season if the league is pushed on? No one knows right now. So I'm really sorry, but try and keep your chin up, mate.
Stephen's got a good question. I was thinking about this myself actually earlier. He says, do you reckon players are allowed to be going to the training centre to maintain fitness over these next couple of weeks? Or does the team disperse and train individually?
That's a big question, because if they're following the medical advice, and we typically as a family we were reading up on this last night, that there's like a 5 meter rule, I think? It's either a 2 meter rule or a 5 meter rule. Yeah, two. So you've got to keep up like 2 meters away from people. So like if someone in your family's sick, you can't share beds and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, if there's a fear that people are going to be infected, then that will be an issue. But you see what they're doing at the moment is they're limiting, in some countries, they're limiting like social gatherings to nothing over 500 people. So I imagine that people who aren't displaying symptoms would be allowed to come in and train. Again, this is just me just putting together various pieces of information on this. Don't take that as gospel in any way, shape or form. But I imagine they'll be able to play. Now, that's for a situation like Arsenal, if they, you know, the manager's not going to be able to be there, several other players and whatever, they've come into contact with them. It's weird. It's definitely going to have an effect on the fitness of footballers. We don't quite know how much right now.
Brighten the mood a little bit. LFC Spectre has got his priorities in order. He's really worried that there's going to be no pay Jack nudes now.
That's a big concern. We did promise them if Liverpool won the league, but then we did promise it 2 seasons ago. So I don't know whether he's going to fulfil that. All I know is if you need more Chris Pajak in your life, head over to the Machen Pajak podcast. We interviewed Jamie Carragher on the podcast this week. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see. It's the third episode of a brand new series. We had Liverpool comedian Adam Rowe first week. We had Jamie Webster last week, which is an absolute belter. That's flown, that one. Liverpool legend Jamie Carragher sat down to talk through all things about why he decided not to go into management, why he went into punditry when he did, what he thinks Steven Gerrard needs to do to become the next Liverpool manager or Liverpool manager at some point down the line. And he's got some really brilliant things to say about the likes of Mario Balotelli and the time toward the end of Fernando Torres' time at the Reds. Really, really good stuff. Go over to the Machen Pajak YouTube channel for that, or you can get it on all good podcasting services as well. Give me one more, please, Matt.
Tom Yaxley's got one saying, do you think they'll cancel the Euros and replay all the suspended league games in the summer if they have to?
At this point, I think for every potential solution, there is a load of counterpoints to why that solution won't work. That makes the most. I think it's in some regards it's the most simple thing to do. But then I've seen a point raised by a few people. If you push it all back, there's players whose contracts expire at the end of June, who technically won't be allowed to play for those clubs anymore, and you might have to continue with that. That opens up a whole new can of worms. There is no ideal solution, and I think it's worth remembering that this is not a football problem. This is a world problem, of which football is, it's having a knock-on impact on football. We exist within the football bubble, but it's happening in everyone's bubble, in every walk of life at the moment. So yeah, it's up to people who get paid a lot of money to figure this shit out. Listen, we'll have more updates. We're going to be here next week. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. I have no idea what content we're going to be making. We'll have a few days off and try and work out. Give me some content suggestions in the comment section. And in fact, tweet me at ThePaulMachin, ThePaulMachin. Yes. What content you want us to be making on Red Men, on my channel, Machen, and on Machen Pajak over the next few weeks. I am bang open for suggestions, please. Other than that, we will be back. We'll be back on Monday because we're contractually obliged because this show is sponsored. We'll have more updates for you as and when they break. So stay tuned to all the normal Red Men social channels. And if you need more content to get you through, to keep you entertained in the absence of the football, theredmentv.com. Make sure you head over there and sign up. We've got loads and loads of stuff and we're going to get you through this. this and you're going to get us through it and hopefully we'll all come out the other side happy, healthy, and hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, my word, with a chance to actually win the league title. But, you know, we'll see. Ta-da.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.